Now, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump campaigned in Wisconsin Wednesday night. He spoke to more than 1,000 supporters at the Waukesha County Expo Center.
Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign also targeted Wisconsin this week. Her daughter Chelsea spoke in Green Bay late this morning.
Robert Mentzer joins us now, as he does every Friday, to talk about that and other top stories from the past week. He's a storytelling editor with USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
So for a while there, polls had Hillary Clinton way out in front. More recent polls, it's a closer race. So here comes Donald Trump back to Waukesha. What did you make of this visit?
Yeah, so Donald Trump is not having a great week post-debate, but one thing he did make time for on Wednesday was a campaign rally in Waukesha. I think everybody knows by now that that Waukesha and sort of the suburban Milwaukee counties are among the most Republican places in the entire country, and so any Republican who wants to win Wisconsin needs to really run up the score in Waukesha County. And I looked it up, so new polling shows Trump with something like 41% support in Waukesha County, which is not as bad as it sounds. Hillary Clinton's at 27% support, so like clearly Trump is way ahead. But what I looked was in the 2012 election, Mitt Romney got 67% support in Waukesha County. So it shows what a gap there is right now in that sort of reddest of the red counties. So the Trump campaign shows up and tries to rally the faithful and attack Hillary Clinton and try to get people out of the Gary Johnson column or out of the staying home column and to vote Trump.
Right. If you're a Republican, you want to win a statewide election in Wisconsin, you got to knock it out of the park in Waukesha and adjacent counties when it comes to voter turnout if you want to win this thing.
Right. And I mean, that's a big gap. Like, it really shows that is a growth opportunity. It's in a strategically, it is a smart campaign stop for the Trump campaign. Surely they can get, you know, if the margin is something in around 65-70% Republican votes there, and they're only at 41, it seems like that is a good thing to focus on for them.
A former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson spoke at this rally in favor of Trump. Here's a little listen to what he had to say.
Just like Ronald Reagan said, tear down the wall. Donald Trump says we are going to defeat the Islamic terrorists. Remember that.
So Tommy Thompson, a legendary figure really at this point in Republican politics. Some Democrats look back wistfully to days where they could cooperate with him. What is noteworthy about Thompson's support of Trump?
Did he say, just like Ronald Reagan said, tear down this wall?
Yep.
Referring to Trump? That's not what I don't associate Trump with tearing down walls, but okay, all right. I guess he knows what he meant. So Thompson, I mean, it is significant. Thompson supported Ohio Governor John Kasich in the Republican primary. So he came up, it's not like the first time that he's said he's supporting Trump. But yeah, here's a guy who is well loved in that part of the state and really, you know, still has a good reputation statewide. He lost his Senate campaign, but it was a tight race, and I think he's generally pretty well regarded. So yeah, so having a star power there on the Trump train, and the guy does know how to fire up a crowd. I mean, you could hear it.
And if you're an old school Wisconsin Republican, not sure about this whole Donald Trump thing, maybe Tommy Thompson's a guy you listen to.
Sure, for sure. Also significant, I mean, or maybe significant, who knows what goes into these things, but not attending the rally was Governor Scott Walker, was not there, and Senator Ron Johnson, not there. So in a sense, Tommy Thompson and some, retired senator and some other folks were the biggest names. There were a couple of names who were not there.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at the big news of the week in the state. The Clinton campaign, we had a Clinton visit, not Hillary, Chelsea Clinton. Her daughter came to Wisconsin this week and Green Bay today. So Green Bay, swing area of the state, an important target for Democrats?
Sure. Green Bay is certainly more swingy than a Milwaukee, which is a heavily Democratic area, or than a Waukesha County for Republicans. And in particular, significant, Chelsea Clinton was appearing at an early voting rally. The sort of conventional wisdom is that Democratic voters tend to be a little harder to turn out than Republican voters. And so you see there are a lot of Democrats who will emphasize early voting. And since that judge's order order has reversed some of Wisconsin's restrictions. Early voting is in effect in a lot of places in Wisconsin, including Green Bay. And so this was a this was trying to not just rally support or get people excited, but they're actually like getting people to go vote today.
And early voting laws, had there been a little back and forth on those here in Wisconsin, a lot of court action. Early voting is happening in, what, a lot of the state, all of the state?
It's by municipality, so a lot of some places have it, some places don't, but most of the bigger cities have it, in some cases they've had it for a week or so.
We are talking to Rob Menser now from USA Today Network Wisconsin about the top state news stories this week. We'll move on from the presidential election to some other news. We'll stay in Green Bay area, though, a congressional election there. That's coming up in just a few minutes. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our discussion now with Rob Menser of the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He joins us every Friday to talk about the top news stories from the past week.
And Rob, we were talking about the presidential election, not the only game in town. We've got to congressional elections, Senate race, local elections all over the state coming up in November. Let's look at one particular congressional district, the 8th. This is we're coming back to Green Bay area here. And people are reading tea leaves, watching who's spending on what on advertising to see if this is competitive. What are we seeing this week?
Yeah, so this is a bit of inside baseball, but it's interesting because what it might show about these about this race. So in the 8th congressional district, it includes Green Bay and Appleton and sort of northeastern Wisconsin. It was thought to be one of the best opportunities for Democrats to maybe pick up a House seat. The Republican congressman there, Representative Reed Ribble, is retiring. He's not seeking re-election, and with the prospect of Trump running fairly weak in Wisconsin, there was a thought that maybe Democratic candidate Tom Nelson, who's the Outagamie County executive, that he might have a chance to win. And maybe he can. We don't know that really. There are no public polls in the district. But one thing that happened this week was the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the national organization that spends on these House races, took down a week's worth of television ads for Nelson in that district. And so the thinking, or anyway, this is what some Republican strategists wanted to argue, is that if Democrats really saw this as a strong opportunity for them, they would not be canceling ad spending.
Yeah, and there's always the thought that, oh, maybe this is something, there's some internal party polling or something like that that the public isn't seeing that's showing them, hey, don't waste your money here. What have we heard from the Democratic Congressional Committee itself on their?
So they say this is no big deal. There are more ads coming in October. This is just sort of routine stuff that they do week to week, deciding where to put their resources. And maybe so. I mean, listen, that's what they would say, though, right? I mean, this is the problem, and this is why I will hear on this program call for some public polling in this race. This would clear things up quickly.
Right. I mean, these congressional races, they're a big deal. In off-year elections, we pay more attention to them. The presidential race can really just take all the air out of the room for congressional races. You know, we're electing our entire state assembly and half of our state Senate. The presidential race really steals their thunder, doesn't it?
Right. It's amazing to the extent to which people really focus exclusively on the presidential race. But what seems to have happened here, Republicans nominated a strong candidate. Mike Gallagher is a former Marine, and he was endorsed by Ribble, who was reasonably popular in the district. And so Ribble is a never Trump guy. Ribble is not a Trump supporter. He's been a big and sticking with it, persistent critic of Trump. And so the best strategy for Democrats in this district would have been to try to tie the Republican candidate to Trump and say Trump, and maybe get on to Hillary Clinton's coattails. But it's sort of guesswork. It feels a little bit in the dark, but it seems like Gallagher is not heavily identified with Trump at this point in voters' minds, and that's probably where he wants to be at this point in the race.
And this is the swing district in Wisconsin, to the extent that anything's going to switch in the state, because a lot of the districts,
right,
I don't think it's any secret, were drawn to say Democrats have it now, you keep that, Republicans have that now, you keep that. This is the one where maybe there's wiggle room.
Right. There are virtually none. I mean, Milwaukee District is going to go Democratic every time. There are solid Republican districts for a couple of cycles. The 7th Congressional District, represented by Sean Duffy, in my neck of the woods in Wausau and points north, was seen as a district that could possibly swing, but no one's really talking about that this year. It is not on anyone's list, at least. So yeah, this is like the closest that we had for potential drama, and it's too early to call it. There's still over a month left, and who knows? Like I said, I don't see the polls. No one does. It's outside of sort of professional politicos, so we don't know. But yeah, it's seeming less dramatic today than it probably did a couple months ago.
Well, let's step off the campaign trail into the courtroom for our last couple minutes, Rob. On Monday, a federal judge threw out a lawsuit that was challenging Wisconsin's right to work laws. What happened there?
Yes, so this, of course, is the 2015 law that bans private labor unions from requiring workers to pay union fees, whether or not they belong to the union. And there are similar laws in Michigan and Indiana, and as well as a bunch of states in the South. It's a thing. And so, as is often the case with a controversial law in this day and age, as soon as it was passed, the legal challenges started rolling. One of these by an engineers union argued that the law violated the National Labor Relations Act, but this week that was tossed out because the Federal Circuit Court had already sort of been through this process, had already upheld Indiana's right to work law. So that is slapped down. The law is in effect, and it looks like it will probably stay that way.
And briefly, Rob, one more story you're keeping an eye on. Mm-hmm. A Milwaukee man stand up paddling the entire Wisconsin River. Briefly, what?
Yeah, I love this guy. Jesse Heeb is going from the beginning to the end of the Wisconsin River, from the UP all the way 430 miles across the state. He's a filmmaker. He has a Facebook page called Gone Paddling the Film. I checked on his Facebook page just before I came on here today. He's supposed to finish up today. There's no post saying that he's actually made it, but I think it could happen at any moment, Rob.
Well, that's exciting. We'll watch for that and maybe give him an invite to talk to us on Central Time in the future. You're probably going to want to line up an interview too, Rob. I'll race you for that.
Sure.
Well, Rob, as always, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor with USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau, checking in on the top news stories of the week.